Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to welcome everyone to John Talk Radio, Independent Music Showcase. This is September the 8th, 2021. I'm your host, John Darlington. Special guest tonight is Maurice Mate, and Maurice has a new album out, Maurice Mate and the Tempers, In Person and Concert. And a special treat tonight, we're going to talk to Maurice about the album. And after our interview, we will play this album in its entirety, so it's pretty cool. And this show will be podcasted. It probably takes about 5 minutes to do that after tonight's show, and then it can be podcasted and listened to anytime it's convenient for anyone in the world. So that's kind of cool. Maurice, welcome to the show.
Hey, John, how are you?
Doing good, man. I really appreciate having you on. It's you're like an old friend. We've done this a lot of times. I really appreciate. Yeah, when you send me new music, it's like, wow, this is good because for people out there, there can be, I have to tread lightly, but I've been doing this independent music thing for a long time, and some people that I talk to can think of independent music as a certain thing, and it's not anything to do with the quality and the musicianship and the artsmanship of the music. A lot of people are independent. The record industry has changed a lot in the last 20 or 30 years. Record deals aren't what they used to be. Now we've got Spotify and Bandcamp and all this other stuff and iTunes, and it's just the whole music industry has changed. But what I like to do, and I've always been this guy, Maurice, I've always been the guy at the party or wherever saying, hey, have you heard this? Hey, have you heard that? I'm that guy, the new music guy, always looking for new music, and highly recommend anything from Maurice Matei. So is the website the mmattei.com? Is that the best website, or is there a different one?
Actually, there's a new one. They put me on. Let me see if I can find. That's exclusively just my music and the band. That our drummer put together. Let's see here. Okay, yeah. It's MauriceMateiMusic.com. MauriceMateiMusic.com, and that's MATTEI. So that has, looks like, you know, it's got discography and videos and upcoming shows, contact information, that kind of thing. It's nice, you know, it's a simple to navigate. So that's probably the best. The other one has a lot of artwork along with the music, you know. So, yeah, I think that one's probably better.
And what would be the best way, Maurice, if people wanted to purchase the CD? Or is it available streaming, or how do they get the CD?
It's not – actually, not really. But the best way to get a copy right now, because I don't have it on, any streaming services yet, is through that website I just mentioned, Maurice Matei Music. And just – there's a contact. And they just write to me, I'll, you know, give them the information on how to get the CD. This CD is a little different because it's all one audio file. That is, it's not
right.
It's not separated into different tracks. And there's a version that Brian, a bass player, did that has the separate tracks. I don't have those up yet. So this one, the actual hard copy, is just one long sound file, which is, we had the option to do it a different way, but I don't really want to get into that at that point. I like the idea of it being one sound file, because that's the way you see a show, that's the way you see a concert.
Right.
You can't jump ahead to the third cut if you're at a show.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I kind of like the concept of that. That's the way it is now. But, you know, it'll be available at some point soon on streaming services. And I usually use, Spotify or, CD Baby or one of those major Amazon, carriers. So it'll be on there eventually.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That is a good idea, though, because there is that magic of listening to live music. And you did mention a little bit earlier, Maurice, about the COVID-19 and the pandemic and shutting down a lot of the venues where artists would play. And it was just really kind of strange. And still, you're in the greater Cincinnati area, and I'm in the Columbus area, and there are clubs are opening up to concerts, but some of them are, requiring different things, we don't want to get into all that right now, but just to say that it hasn't gotten back to normal yet. And it's kind of weird to think that what we were doing a couple of years ago was normal, but that is the normal that we look for now. And it's like
right.
listening to the a live concert. I drag Marcy all over as much as I can because it's like it's magical. There's just something about it. You know, you can listen to an artist over and over, you know, whether it's on a LP or whatever. But when you're there live, it's incredible. And you're getting the vibes. You're getting the feeling of the music. And I think that you've really captured it on this. And that's why I thought was pretty cool that it was one file, because you're listening as you're doing the concert. It's like, you know, get that real live feel. What was it that... Just go ahead and talk about why you wanted to do that, because a lot of, you know, I think some artists were pushed into doing that in the early days, and wasn't there like this thing where they didn't do it, but they would put like live screaming people in it? I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Right.
But.
And I have done it that way too. They weren't screaming, but it was a fake live album once.
Yeah.
I did. It was, we were playing live, but it's a bit complicated. It wasn't really alive. It was compiled from different shows. But this one, there were a couple reasons why we did it. Well, we were doing a show. We had a show coming up in Virginia, at Marion, Virginia, for Song of the Mountains, which is a PBS show. Which is gonna
be congratulations on that. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, thank you. That was coming up, and the person, Fred Anderson, who got our name to the people over there, suggested that it would be good if we had a CD to promote as in conjunction sort of with the show. And that we didn't, the current band, we'd never really recorded together, so we really didn't have anything. So the only thing we had by chance was this live show that we did. Ironically enough, it was right in the middle of COVID, and it was a virtual live show for a benefit for Southgate House here in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And it was a way to, get donations, funds for the venue and for Save Our Stages organization. And there were a lot of bands that were involved, and everyone had something like 40 minutes or something to perform. So we weren't really performing in front. We were at the venue on the stage playing, but there wasn't a live audience there. And there were only the sound man and some of the people shooting the show, et cetera. Anyway, so the point is we had this show that we had done, and it turned out really well, I thought. There were a couple of little snafus in it, but nothing major. And I was listening to it, and I thought, well, the sound guy, Mike Ingram, I think he did the sound that day. He did a real nice mix. It's real balanced. It captured the feel of the band. It sounds
right.
Very energetic, and we played well. There were no second takes and nothing like that. It was just straight through, no overdubs, obviously. That's why we did it, really, because we needed to have some kind of music to promote for the show that we were doing in Marion. And I just used that. Basically, strangely enough, I just got the audio file from YouTube, and my son, he helped EQ it and raise the sound level. And that's it. I mean, there was nothing more complicated than that. There were no overdubs. There was not even really that a major work on cue. We may have added high end or something. I don't know. But, and that's how that can happen. That's how that came together. So it was kind of lucky that we did that, and we actually had a good show that day. And that's how the record came together. So we released it in Marion, so to speak, had it there at the show, but then we didn't really release it here locally until the other night, Saturday night. And
wow.
So that's how it happened. It was good, you know. And I thought it sounded pretty good, you know, for what it was.
No, I think it sounds great. I think what point you brought up with, I think you said it was Mike Ingram, the sound guy. I don't think people understand how important that is, you know, I've gone to a few shows and I like to sit, if I can, close to them and kind of watch them work. And what was it that, you know, because sometimes in a live show, things just can get a little, I don't know, different. But this, what was it that you thought, yeah, this is all lining up? What were some of the things that you checked off, Maurice, that you thought, you know, this does, I'm going to set this out because this does sound right. And Mike did a good job on balancing everything. What are some of the things that a sound man has to do in order to do that?
Well, he's got to get the balance right. He's got to have the vocals don't need to be too loud. The one instrument can't overpower the other. There has to be a nice room sound without it being too obvious that it's a special room. He had a good reverb in the voice. I thought it had a nice overall warm sound to it, and that doesn't happen all the time. I mean, I've seen big established acts where they don't get it right when they're playing.
I have too.
And it's not really, you can't really, I don't think personally that it's necessarily the band's fault. It just happens to be that the sound, the venue, whatever is not working. It's not happening correctly. And it's really frustrating for a musician because for a lot of reasons, but you don't really know what it sounds like when you're up there playing all the time. It may sound, even if you have monitors, you know, but you can listen back.
Right.
While you're playing, that doesn't really, I mean, that helps, but it doesn't really everything. You really don't know what it's going to sound like out there in the audience. And a lot of it's just a luck, really. But another thing that actually our band, this band, Brian on bass, Brian Berwanger and Debbie Amasota on drums, our mix as a band, first of all, it's very simple. It's three instruments, a vocal. And it sounds, because the musicians I play with, it sounds very full. It doesn't sound anemic in any way, you know?
I agree, yeah.
It sounds very full. And so it's a simple setup. The band itself has a real good cohesion, real full sound. So, I mean, you really have to be an idiot to screw it up, but that, you know, that does not qualify it, people screwing it up. it happens, and but we've been very fortunate. The show we did in Marion, for instance, I was a little worried about that one when we got there because there were no monitors and it was a fairly nice size theater. But boy, they did a wonderful job on how we could hear each other really well, and what I've heard of the playback is very well done. And I think Mike here in this case with the live album did a really good job. I think he and you got to remember also that they were doing they'd been doing, I don't know, two or three other people that day, you know?
Right.
Because it was a virtual, it was a lot of bands, and I don't know how many people were there before, I think two. And so it's not like we were the only band that he had to work with. It was other people. So, you know, it turned out really well. I was happy with it.
Yeah, I think you were talking about the band. I was going to ask you to introduce the band, but you did that. Debbie and Brian do a really good job. You guys just compliment each other. And when you listen to it live, you can hear each one. Like I'm pretty – when I listen to something, I'm like listen first of all mostly to the bass. And then I can hear – the bass and the drums kind of come together for me, and then everything else kind of fits in, the vocals. And I really do think this is a great, you have a really good band. I mean, very good, very talented band, and makes, it just, it's very good to listen to. And I know that kind of sounds weird, but when you, it all boils down to, it's just, you want something good to listen to, and they're good. You guys are really good. I was just thinking about, you were talking about Mike doing what he was doing, you know, the sound stuff for different bands. How hard would it be, like, your band has a sound, right? And you do a lot of acoustic stuff, but on this one, you play electric. Are you playing a Telecaster?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. And what amp are you running through?
It's a PV Classic.
Okay.
They're both, it's 1977, it's a tube amp, and my guitar's a 77, the Telecaster, and they really seem to complement each other real well. It's not, you know, it's a nice, it's got a little, it's a bit of grunge to it, but it's real twangy at the same, it's twangy at the same time, which I like that sound.
Yeah.
Does really well with Brian's bass sound, you know. I agree. I mean, this band is fabulous. They're not only, you know, good musicians, they're very good to play with, I mean, to work with, you know, and that's so important. When you're trying to get music together, it's I was very, very fortunate, very fortunate that came together.
So are you working on any other projects? Are you working on maybe a studio album?
Well, yeah, we're talking about that. We have one more show that we're doing. It's a private kind of show. I mean, they're tickets, but it's kind of private thing. But, and that's on the 18th of this month. And then I don't have anything lined up until our Christmas show. We always do a Christmas show.
Right.
In December at Southgate House, we're doing that. But we want to take some time to work on some new things. I have a whole CD worth of material, new material ready. But it's just a question of, do we really want to do it? How you want to do it? I mean, do you want to do it like a song every once in a while and release it? I don't know, bands do that now.
Right.
We just have to talk that through. But we're going to start on working on new material and some of the older material of mine that we don't do yet. We haven't gotten into. Here in the next month and get some new stuff together and see where it goes, you know, see where it takes us. But I'm looking forward to doing that. Of course, it'll be interesting because recording is such a different process, obviously, than just playing live. It's just,
right.
And, you know, I, it, it, it's just, it's always an adventure. So we'll see how that goes. I haven't done a whole band album really since, I'm trying to think, probably Strum and Drag, which was, it seems like a long, I can't remember when I did that album, but it's been over 10 years. I've done albums with accompaniment, but not really a band, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that, but I do have the material. In fact, I was just reworking a song today that might be on there. So, yeah.
That's cool. And just for the listeners out there, go on MauriceMateyMusic.com. I believe that's what it was.
Yes.
And
it's all one word.
And all the work that Maurice has done over the years and the CDs that are available and the music that's available. So I really encourage everybody to go out and do that. And the album is a set that you did. And how did you come up with the songs, Maurice, for the set? They seem to fit really well together.
Yeah, I enjoy doing that. I enjoy sequencing for a recording in studio or whatever. And, you know, I generally like to follow a simple pattern in that. I like to open with up tunes and kind of back off a bit after the first few and do a few ballads in there. And then towards the end, I just like to really pick it up more with the up-tempo stuff. That's usually how I approach it. I approach it kind of a traditional kind of rock and roll, old school fashion. And this particular record works really well. I think the sequencing does. It's not all up-tempo. It's not all ballady. There's mixes of stuff in there. So I think that's what I try to go for, you know.
Yeah, you did a great job on that. And is there anything that I've missed? We're going to play the album in its entirety. I don't know if I mentioned that, but we're going to play the album in its entirety here in just a couple of minutes. I just wanted to make sure that if there's anything like any projects or anything you wanted to mention or anything I missed, Maurice, or maybe just a closing thoughts to the listeners out there.
Look for our appearance on Song of the Mountains is the only thing I can say right now. It's supposed to be broadcast nationally on PBS stations in May or June of next year. It's a year. And so look for that. That'll be our set on that thing. I thought we really did well. I thought we played really well. Good selection of material, and it was really a strong set. As a matter of fact, they were very pleased with our show that night. Look for that. I'm looking forward to getting that out there. And once that's out there, maybe I can put together a live the audio from that, because I think that was a really strong show. But we'll see.
That's cool. That's about it.
I mean, as I said, we don't have any shows coming up other than September 18th down here in Kentucky. Baker Hunt, it's kind of a donor for an art school show. So it's like $100 tickets, and you get a meal and the whole bit. It's a hoity-toity thing. but if somebody's got that money to spend on it, look for Baker Hunt, the art Center. And you can get tickets through there. But other than that, no, there's just the Christmas show in December, and we're taking a little time off and seeing how it goes with the new material, and also seeing how it goes with the ridiculous and maddening COVID situation, because I don't
right.
And honestly, I don't feel all that comfortable booking things, because I don't know whether, not so much for playing out, but because you don't know if it's going to happen or not, because
right.
who knows, you know?
Right.
So, you know, we'll see how that goes, right? I mean, we're talking about live music, yeah. and that's just, that killed it, you know?
It's an uncertain time for sure. But
right,
well,
right.
You know, well, Maurice, thank you so much for being on. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. And, thank you very much.
And we've been doing this a long time. And for the listeners out there, we do an independent music showcase 15-minute music break every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 o'clock noon Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. And we play a lot of local and international independent music. So we try to always have something new and something you haven't heard before. So I just encourage people to go out and listen to that and keep supporting your independent musicians. And we're going to go out tonight with Maurice Mattei and the Tempers, their latest release, In Person, In Concert. This is the entire album in concert, and we will go out with that. So, Maurice, thank you very much, and thanks for being on. I want to just thank everyone for listening, and everybody have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
washes towns away. Sometimes it looks like midnight in the middle of the day. Buildings are all broke down, sidewalks are cracked. I went there once, I never went back. Starts to blow. Some are living on the street out there, others live in shacks. I passed through one and I never went back.
apart. It was a time or two we weren't far apart. Past the side street and the underground, borderless exclusive part of town. She tucked a scarf into her coat, a bit of crimson round her throat, sheltered down beneath the London sky. He held it open wide. They talked a while and walked away. I found a seat without delay and opened up my morning. My morning. My morning, London time.
I'm up early. She's up late. Burley, she's up late.
Thank you very much. Special thanks to Josephine out there. Have a little drink. You've been a lovely audience. I wish all our audiences were like this. Don't you? Thank you. Bulletproof. Don't tell me I don't wanna know the truth.
side of the street.
Thank you so much. You've been a lovely audience, especially Josephine right there.